You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, no Sox game tonight. They flew out last night, landed around 3 a.m. our time. Padres time. Maybe Padres time. They got a series starting tomorrow.
They're already there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they flew out after last night.
I didn't know that. Did Kennedy say that? I heard Kennedy kind of talking about a flight. I guess I was half listening, but Kennedy was talking about a flight. I guess I didn't realize that.
Late one, they were like, hopefully we don't hit any weird turbulence like we did before.
Good celebration. Kat likes that celebration.
You like that one?
Yeah. I said Kat likes it. That's not my favorite.
Kat doesn't like the Jaren Duran celebration?
If we were going to power rank, maybe tier. Yeah. Red Sox celebrations, that one's number one with a bullet.
Jaren Duran's risque celebration one.
Sure.
Maybe
nothing better.
They do like a Doctor Strange one where they do like the portals thing or whatever. I'd do that one.
I like the one last year where they were kind of like,
big grizzly bears.
Real fierce. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
The Turbulence one's not bad.
That's good.
Turbulence one is
fun. It's not my favorite.
They have a new shirt out, right? Turbulence with the Wally hat on.
Again, I heard Greg ask on Wiggy's behalf about a T-shirt, but I have not seen those with my own eyes.
Are they giving away free stuff?
Yeah, well,
are they giving away free
Wiggy
stuff?
Wiggy was asking. I know you were.
I'm curious.
You perk up at that.
I'm curious as to what's going on there. But yeah, no Sox tonight. So the seven game heater came to an end. But we got a
time to
nothing tonight.
Time to catch up on the challenge or whatever else.
Challenge
tonight. It's a good night to do that.
Or I have a movie for you.
Oh.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
All right. There's a movie streaming right now on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I say this with every bit of sincerity, not hyperbole. Decent chance. It's the worst movie ever made.
Wow.
You can't just throw that around. I got to talk to Davey. We might do a whole dork podcast on it. It's called War of the Worlds. I had mentioned this the other day that it was streaming, and going to watch it. I watched it. So Ice Cube, Eva Longoria, the former Mrs. Tony Parker.
Hey now.
Hello. loosely based off of.
I mean, it's a good start. Say it again.
Very loosely based off
of.
The H.G. Wells novel from the late 1800s, War of the Worlds. There's been many adaptations, including the Tom Cruise joint in like 20 years ago, which is pretty good.
Never saw that one.
All right. I didn't say that you did.
Just letting you know.
So this is about watching it.
This is
90 minutes in and out, and it is comically bad. It feels like Ice Cube is either reading the script for the first time or they're just like off air giving him the line and then he's repeating it. That's what it seems like for most of the movie. It's nice. Also done almost entirely from his point of view through the computer. It's one of those, so it's like a Zoom. I feel like Zoom,
I love Zoom. A lot of you do.
Who doesn't like Zoom?
You like FaceTime and Zoom? That's what he's doing. He's on his computer for most of it. There's a sick alien attack going on. We don't really see much of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nick was telling me it was it's War of the Worlds viewed through a Teams meeting, is what
Teams,
he said.
Yeah. War of the Worlds Teams that was his meeting. That's a good breakdown.
A lot of good product placement, I heard.
Tremendous product placement. Yeah. The final half hour is a commercial for Amazon. So I was like, this is unbelievable. I'm like, this is bad. Because some of the earlier reviews were like, this is like the worst movie of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. I'm like, yeah, it's not good. And then like the last half hour, you're like, oh, yeah, this
okay.
might be.
So you must have, not to put you on the spot, but you must have a strong opinion on prior to seeing this, what is the worst movie if it's not this that you've ever seen?
That I've ever seen?
Like, what are some of the comic
Fear.com.
Okay.
So Fear.com was a horror movie that came out like 2002 maybe.
What? Didn't they make a movie about one that was so bad recently?
Like, I think they made a movie on The Room.
Yeah.
So The Room.
That's like a cult classic.
Yeah.
Now.
That's a tough one to gauge because it is like enjoyable to watch because it's so bad. Like,
yeah.
So Ed Wood was a director back in the day, and then Tim Burton made a movie with Johnny Depp as Ed Wood, and he was known as the worst director of all time. But if you watch his movies, they're kind of like funny.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not meant to be funny, but like this isn't enjoyable.
This doesn't give you any of that.
No, this isn't like that.
Huh.
The Joker sequel is also one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Folie à Deux.
So this is close?
This is close. This might be the worst movie, I think, since we've been reviewing the Dork podcast.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot with the Mount Rushmore there, but okay. Go.
Fear.com. Madam Web's pretty bad. That's okay. A recent one. Yeah, this War of the Worlds is a train wreck.
Okay.
Although, Nick, you said there was one you saw worse this year?
Yeah, but I would rather watch War of the Worlds again than that Batista in the Lost Lands movie again.
Got it. I've not seen
that.
They're
both equally bad, but I would rather
catch up.
Me and Nick are tied right now.
I was literally just going to say this. Me and Billy just couldn't have rolled our eyes harder when we heard this, but the two of you were like, how many movies have you seen this year? You're both like 49.
49
movies. You've seen 49 films.
Well, that have come out this year.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not like total. That's just that of 2025 releases. We've seen 49.
You
got
to get watch the Batista one to pass them.
No, monkey.
I told Keith he shouldn't watch it because he uses snakes as a weapon.
Snakes as a weapon, like this lady in Hadley that was using a beehive as a weapon.
That was just a tactic for Nick to not let you catch
up. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I can't use
that.
I see
what Nick's doing.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Grabby bag, where are you? You're on Jones and Keith, yeah.
Little League Baseball tonight.
It's everywhere right now. It's all over
the screen
right
now. People are talking about it. To decide who's going to Williamsport, it'll be Braintree, Massachusetts versus Bedford, New Hampshire.
Is that why Terp's not here today? Terp's on the road with Braintree? Is that what's going on?
Here's my old man take on this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're not going to like this.
Oh, no, Keith.
Congratulations are in order.
These are children.
These are kids. I know, they're young kids. What? Congratulations are in order to whoever wins this.
Uh-huh.
In my time, Jones, back in my day.
Yeah.
Do you know how many American teams?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. Do you know how many American teams used to go to the Little League World Series?
8.
4.
That's
Seven!
It?
Yeah, 4. So there was a team, I think it was 2 years after I was playing for Goffstown as an all-star brag.
Yeah.
2 years
after. Sick brag, bro.
Field was right by the popcorn stand.
Yeah, so it was like 2 years after.
Uh-huh.
They lost in the East Regional to Toms River, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Then,
powerhouse.
So then a couple years later.
The Todd father, Todd Frazier.
Another kid, we knew kids that lost to Danny Almonte the year that he was, like 14 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, they actually beat him when he was 13 playing. He was playing, he was a year older, and they beat him in the East Region. So they used to have to play, like, the Bronx, Staten Island, Toms River, just to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Then they scrapped that. They're like, we're going to add more teams to the League World Series. Then there was a true, like, New England Regional. So every year, so for a while, you would have no New England teams. Because you'd always lose to New York or New Jersey.
So when you were a child, New England wasn't its own region.
Right.
Got it. I didn't realize that. Okay.
So you would eventually like keep playing. You'd win your state. You'd keep moving on or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then they changed it. And every year a New England team would go, which is great. So you take the 6 states, somebody moves on. I was looking at this today. I don't know how long they've been doing it. There's even more teams.
Oh, boy.
This regional isn't even all of New England. I don't think Connecticut and Rhode Island are in this region.
Oh, boy.
It's like Mass, New Hampshire, Vermont and Maine. So no wonder it's New Hampshire Mass in the finals. Of course it's New Hampshire Mass.
Yeah, Vermont sports are not overly strong. Unless we're talking like cross-country skiing, Vermont not a strong state when it comes to sports.
I think it's like 10 American teams now make it.
Wow.
That's insanity. So at one out of every five states, doing my math, gets to go to the Little League World Series.
That sounds about right.
That's insane.
That's Vermont, so... Vermont's still not going anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
Whatever gets Vermont to one of these, I'm in.
But good luck to Bedford, New Hampshire, one of our rivals growing up.
Okay.
Grab bag.
All right, here we go. Football tonight, preseason action. You have three games: Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Raiders, Seahawks.
Well, Bengals, Eagles. That'd be a good regular season game.
Yeah, that one's not on NFL Network. The other two are. So, okay. Colts, Ravens at 7. You can watch it on the TV. Raiders, Seahawks.
I might watch those. Travis Hunter's not playing tonight. I guess he's playing this weekend. Both ways.
That was the next item I had Saturday.
I thought it was tonight. I'm sorry.
Swiping from the grab bag. Sorry. On Saturday, Travis Hunter, the Jaguars host the Steelers, and they are saying he's going to play both ways.
Oh, I thought that was tonight. My mistake.
That's on Saturday.
Got it.
It's on Saturday.
I will watch that.
Trying to strike a chord and it's probably a
grab bag.
How about this? The Toronto Blue Jays, who the Red Sox are trying to chase down the division, this just played a three-game series with the Colorado Rockies.
Good team.
Yeah. Yes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday, they won 20-1. In the series, uh-huh. The Blue Jays scored 45 runs, and they had 63 hits. They had 63 hits in a series.
I cashed a Vladdy homer on a Dinger Tuesday.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was low odds is what it was.
Wow.
Rockies are now down to a scoring differential of -316.
Good Lord.
On the year. It was still almost two full months to go. Yeah.
Not bad. Oh, a texter says, as a New Hampshire former Little Leaguer out of Manchester, I could never root for Bedford. You have to agree. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want to, but I'm not going to root for Massachusetts either.
Yeah, you got to put your don't you have to put your state pride in front of everything else?
Yeah. I always root for Goffstown, but then after that, I guess I would have to go Bedford, right? Over Braintree?
You have to.
Have to.
It's for the old man.
Well, yeah.
The late old man.
No doubt. Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Going to give it away. Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
A lot of controversy about smelling salts. Initially, the word was they were going to be banned. So in the NFL, a lot of guys like a little pick-me-up, and they do smelling salts. George Kittle was so upset. He says he takes them, do you take them, use them, do them? I don't know.
Drop them. I think you drop them.
Drop them?
I think you drop a smelling salt. Yeah, yeah.
So he drops smelling salts every drive.
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah. Every drive.
Every single drive.
Every drive?
So I was like, I removed him from my fantasy draft list. I was like, no smelling salts. Kittle's going to stink. I crossed him right off. I was like, can't take him.
You're now, like, I better reach for Brock Bowers. I'm not waiting for George Kittle.
Baker Mayfield did an interview, I believe, with Kay Adams and was like, yeah, this is going to be a problem. He's like, I'm all about smelling salts. I need a little.
That checks out.
He's like, I'm going to have to bring my own juice or something, he said.
Yeah.
So these maniacs are all on smelling salts. Apparently now, though, they've made a change. And if it's BYO smelling salts, mm-hmm. you can do it.
Yeah, BYOSS. Can't be the least. Yeah.
BYOSS.
Yep.
BYOSS. BYOSS. I think bring your own smelling salts in the NFL. So if you have
what
your
Harold
own
Dean said when he was
Beyond Michigan!
Yeah, exactly.
So BYOSS. So Baker Mayfield, George Kittle, everybody else that's addicted to it can bring them.
Howard Dean? Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Yeah, I said Howard
He was
Dean.
The favorite.
Howard Dean.
The second he did that, he was the favorite.
Yeah. So when it comes to these smelling salts,
yeah.
I guess they mask concussion symptoms.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're getting rid of them. But no, you just bring your own. You just big bag of smelling salts and you show it to the game.
I got them, guys. Like, what's the difference? I don't get it. But that's what they're doing.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Big WNBA.
Thanks, like, Howard. It was a platform of bring your own smelling salts is what it was.
Big WNBA trade, Jones. I want to get your grade on this for both teams.
Okay, good. Yeah.
The Washington Mystics have traded Aliyah Edwards to the Connecticut Sun in exchange for J.C. Sheldon and the right to swap first-round picks in 2026.
Okay, so I would say
D minus.
Yeah, I would say bad deal for the Mystics. You don't want to be acquiring any Connecticut Sun players. So that's a D plus.
Paliuka is going to be pissed.
I think for the Sun, good move.
Good move for the Sun?
Good move for Pags, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
99 restaurants. Always a
grab bag.
Are the Red Sox currently in first place?
No. No, they're moving in the wrong direction, actually. Yeah. But Toronto's not playing the Rockies forever.
That's true. Great point.
Yeah.
I want to grab. Dun, 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 dun. I want to grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. Yesterday, the San Francisco Giants.
They won.
Won their game.
Yep.
They beat the Pirates 4-2 was the final score.
Uh-huh.
Devers was the DH, 0-2. Did have a couple of walks, though. Hitting 225.
Giants are back over .500.
Hell yeah, Giants.
58-57. They're 17-26 with Devers. Nice. Averaging exactly 4 runs a game.
Good stuff.
He's .225 with a .715 OPS, 5 homers, 20 ribeye steaks.
All right, not bad.
Yeah, not good. Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall, scared to play. Bringing mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Jones, they lead the way. In a world where bags are grabbed.
All right, let's find out who the best Major League Baseball performer was from Wednesday, August 6th. Was it Davis Schneider? 3-for-7, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Junior Caminero? 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Was it Ty France? 4-for-4, RBI, 4 runs scored. Was it Josh Naylor?
Yeah.
Hardly knew her. 2-for-3, home run. 2 RBI, a run, and 2 swipes.
Yeah.
Was it Gavin Williams? 8 2/3, 1 run, 6 Ks.
He almost had a no-hitter. The 1 run was broke up his no-hitter.
He did have 4 walks, though.
Yeah, well, I said no-hitter.
Struggled with the command.
Yeah.
Could not get the complete game. Or was it Kevin Gausman? 7 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks.
I'm going Josh Naylor. Ken came in just going on and on about this guy earlier
Josh
today.
Naylor is having a nice little go, isn't
he? I think he was onto something.
All right, that's fine.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Laskanik.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with an outfielder, specifically right fielder, which is fitting because he would hit right and throw right.
Good.
So just think right. Everything easy, right with this guy.
Easy to keep track of.
He played for 5 major league teams in his 12-year career.
Okay.
Played for the Reds, Nationals, Indians, Marlins, and Yankees. He was never an All-Star, although he did have a third-place finish in the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow. What year was that?
02 with Cincinnati.
Okay.
High water mark, though, was 06.
Homer Bush?
Who is it?
Homer Bush?
No, good guess. No. 24 home runs was his high water mark, 86 RBI, and an 830 OPS in 06 when he played for both the Reds and the Nationals. This man has 121 career home runs, only 33 career steals.
What year did he play for the Yankees?
Played for the Yankees in 2010. 2010. Don't think he ever played in the postseason.
You tell me if I'm bending any rule. Was this guy a massive prospect? I'm trying to think of his name. Was he like a big-time prospect coming up?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he was a first-round pick, 7th overall by the Reds. I thought his numbers, because the name is, I remember, but I thought he would have had maybe one All-Star, but he did
nicknames?
Not.
No. I can't think of this guy's name, but I'm going to hear it.
No nicknames. Credited nicknames.
I'm cheating and looking.
Yep.
Oh, well, this is not who I was thinking. Is it Austin Kearns?
He got it!
That's not who I was thinking.
Austin Kearns!
Who the hell was I thinking of? So Austin Kearns?
Austin Kearns!
Yes.
Yeah, Austin Kearns. He's the guy. Yeah, came onto the scene pretty good. Third in the Rookie of the Year that year in 02.
Real strong.
Who'd he lose to? Let's see. Jason Jennings and Brad Wilkerson. Damn, just wasted two more random players.
Those are out. No, there was one guy Jay Bruce is 100% who I was thinking of.
Bruce was
trying
good.
To come up with Jay Bruce. That's the name I was trying to think of. Thank you, text line. That's who I was thinking of. But Austin Kearns, your answer to the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. When Keefe is guessing, we tend to get a lot more of these than the rest of us trying to stumble. Or I couldn't even come up with the name I was trying to think of.
Big trade. He was traded.
Austin Kearns? Jay Bruce.
Right before the trade deadline, 06. With Felipe Lopez and Ryan Wagner to the Nationals for Bill Bray, Royce Clayton, Brendan Harris, Gary Majewski, and Daryl Thompson.
Oh, wow. That one got
like an 8-player deal.
The back page of the New York Post. Jay Bruce was a 3-time All-Star.
Yeah, Jay Bruce is solid.
I was barking up the wrong tree there.
Yeah, you were.
He did play for the Yankees, though. So there you go. That is our random ball player every day in the grab bag. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to dial them up, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.